is time for you to show up. It is time for you to show out. And there will be obstacles that you must face. And for each obstacle, it will represent something about you. Your greatest victories, your greatest failures. But nevertheless, you must rise above it and you must conquer every obstacle that comes your way. Are you strong enough? Are you willing enough? Do you have what it takes to do what's necessary to adapt and overcome?
So while you fighting and you clawing to get to the next level, let me tell you something. If you're a person out there buying, trying to buy your way to the top, I want to let you know something, King and Queen. You can't buy a legacy. This you must earn.
See, the big dogs, they won't give you the opportunity. You're going to have to take it. You're going to have to sleep in your car. You're going to have to sleep on that floor. You're going to have to cry them tears. But we're not going to be crybabies. We're going to be lions. You know, when a lion is injured, when a lion is bleeding, he licks his wounds and he keeps walking.
But the time has come for you to succeed, for you to believe, for you to stand tall, for you to understand that you got a mission, and your mission is not done yet. Today is that day, and when and if tomorrow comes for you, be even more powerful. Be stronger than you've ever been. Rectify in yourself. Believe in yourself. Keep that faith in yourself. Don't let the outside interference stop your growth. Don't let those that doubted you and said that you did not have it hold you back. Don't let the losses keep you down. Because if you're down, how would you understand what it means to get up? What is good about being miserable? Resurrect yourself from the pit of darkness. Because misery doesn't have the right to control your life, your mind, your abilities, your faith within yourself is all that you need. The steps that you take in your life, it's a process within itself. It won't be easy, but you don't deserve easy. Easy is not something that you should be looking for. Embrace all of the challenges that are necessary, but you continue to fight for it. You continue to believe in yourself. When the rest of the world says no to you, you say yes to yourself. You say yes, I believe. You say yes, I can do it. You say yes, nothing can stop me. Let it be known within you. Because no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on around you, you are responsible for what you think within you. Your mind does matter. And if you put the wrong things inside of your mind, the best things won't come out. The best of you won't show up. Because you allowed everything around you to destroy you. To destroy your dreams. And your dreams are limitless. They never die. There's gonna be a lot of things swimming beneath your feet. There's gonna be a lot of things that are gonna try to drag you down. But you're not in the business to drown. You're in the business to live. Do not starve yourself from the beauty of life. You must have the ability to nourish your mind. You must have the ability to nourish your soul. Are you ready to succeed? Are you prepared to move forward? Make it count. Be productive. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
Live your life like you're the hero in your movie. And right now, pretend you're in the part of the movie that starts and it shows you as a loser.
If I gotta fight to get you in the gym, that's a problem.
I'm just saying, for real, some of you broke and you're still entertained. I'm talking about those of you who are complaining about your job. You ain't got no money and you sitting here complaining about, but then you watching all the TV programs.
I'm never gonna feel like doing the things that are tough or difficult or uncertain or scary or new, so I need to stop waiting until I feel like it. We all have a habit of hesitating.
The idea isn't gonna execute itself. And the book isn't gonna write itself. And the weights out in the gym, they're not gonna move themselves. You have to do it, and you have to do it now.
But there's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have, who wants the wife that you have, or the husband. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you can have.
But if you're lazy, man, I don't want to talk to you. I won't deal with you. You're going to make me feel dumber. You know, you're going to lower my level. I don't think so.
The reason why you're so lazy is not because you don't have the ability. You're so lazy because your dream's so small.
I believe in myself every day. I know I make mistakes. I know I'm not perfect. But I am not lazy. You can keep sleeping. I'm going to keep working.
They say things like, I'll start Monday. It's not my fault. It's not fair. I'm too damn tired. Or my personal favorite, I don't have enough time. They have a loser mentality through and through. And until they recognize that the problem is them, they'll never improve.
I know many talented people who had a great deal of potential, but they never realized their greatness, and they will end up going to their grave with all the good stuff still in them.
You will be tested. And how you face that test and how you overcome that test determines the rest of your life.
You got to have something that is inside of you, something that fires you up, something that drives you, something that gives you more power than you've ever had in your life.
Your life comes down to your decisions. And if you change your decisions, you will change everything.
The best of the best, they don't sleep. They keep working. But what are you going to do?
Where do I start? And when's the best time to start? I have a very simple answer for that. Here and now.
At some point in life, you will lose your balance and fall for the first time. Get back up and try again.
At some point in life, you will fall for the second time. Get back up and try again.
At some point in life, you will fall for the third time, fall for the fourth time. Get back up and try again.
Falling one time is not a failure. It's the start of your journey. The pain of failing is temporary. It will not last. No matter how many times you get knocked down, you get up again. Get knocked down for the fifth time. Get back up and try again. There are no quick fixes in life. Anything of real worth will take struggle and perseverance.
Success is a journey. What is most important, that one simply does their absolute best and remains persistent.
We learn little from victory, much more from defeat. Stay focused. Even if you fall 1,000 times, you just keep getting up.
and trying again and again and again. Your start does not determine how you're going to finish. Every day is a new opportunity to reach that goal, to reach that dream.
Success is no accident. It is hard work, perseverance, learning, studying, sacrifice, and most of all, love of yourself and love what you are aiming to achieve.
The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra. That little extra day. I fall down 6 times, I get up and try again. I fall down 7 times, I get up and try again. We all start standing on our own 2 feet, standing for what we believe in, standing for what is right, standing for our loved ones, and standing for those who can't stand themselves, even if it means standing alone. Keep your head up and keep your feet on the ground, because your life is depending on it. And whatever you want to accomplish, you must empty your heart and your soul into it. You must believe when others say you cannot. You must go when your heart is telling you to stop. You must rise and become legendary. You just keep getting up and trying again and again and again. Fall down 7. Stand up 8.
I know you're tired. I know you're broken. And it feels like you can't take anymore. That you have come to the end of yourself. But all of this means one thing. That you are a survivor. Your greatest weakness, the hurt, the pain, the betrayal, the feeling that you get when you wake up and you are inundated with so much responsibility, feels like you can't breathe, paralyzed by the pain of life. Now I can only imagine what it's been like to be you. But I tell you this, there is a switch inside of every one of us. And at any moment in life, you can turn that switch from surviving to winning. Because ultimately, survival is an illusion. There's only two types of people in this world. There's people who lose, and there's people who win. And it's hard to be a loser, and it's hard to be a winner. Today, I want you to make a decision to flip the switch inside of you. From surviving to winning, it's time to win. See, the human being is the highest order of creation on earth. And one thing I am crystal clear about is that at any moment in your life, you can come across a speech or a piece of information. And if that information is applied, that revelation, it can forever alter the fabric of your existence. It's in the midst of our greatest storm. If you can hear my voice, you've survived. You survived the hurricane. You survived the storm. You survived the trial. You survived the betrayal. You survived it all. In order to change your life, all you got to do is flip this switch from surviving to winning. See, a survivor will sit and wallow in the pain of the past. But a winner will build even when they are broken. I may be weak. I may be hurting. I may have pains. I may have been down. But I am not out. I am getting out of this hole. Today, I'm getting out of the pit of misery and into my destiny. Your pain is not bigger than your purpose. And even though you have been crushed in this very moment, you still have your calling.
flip the switch from weakness to winning, from hurting to conquering, from losing to champion.
I don't care if you're that small boy sitting in them project halls. I don't care if you're that girl that mother treats her like trash and calls her all her name. I don't care if you're that young boy who never had a father to take him outside or throw a football. I don't care if you're that father that they say is not a good father, but they don't understand you never learned how to be a father. You never learned how to love. I want you to know that you still are something. And as long as you got air in your lungs, life in your body, you can be anything you want to be. You can be anything you want to be. This is what we must do to take back our city. This is what we must do to change this world. We must come together collectively. We must understand that these older cats have sold their soul to the devil for a dollar. And they forgot about the babies at the bottom. They never went back. They left us. We don't need you anymore.
But are you willing to die? Are you willing to sleep outside of that CEO office for opportunity?
Everything I ever did, the thing that I heard out of people's mouth was, that's impossible. That can't be done. Or no. Imagine you go from studio executive to studio executive, from agent to agent, from manager to manager, and they all said exactly the same thing. Now that's very encouraging, isn't it? But you know something? I didn't give a shit. Because I believed that I can be a leading man. I believed that I could be another Clint Eastwood or another Burt Reynolds or another Warren Beatty or whatever those characters were, Charles Bronson and so on. I believed that I could be those people. I said, there's enough room on that ladder that I can fit up there. And I looked back again and learned from what I learned in sports. In my case, in bodybuilding. It's all about the hard work that you put in. I said to myself, in bodybuilding, I worked out 5-6 hours a day. I'm going to do the same thing now for acting. So whenever someone said to me, it can't be done, I heard, it can be done. When they said no, I heard yes. And when they said it's impossible, I heard it is possible. Because I am a strong believer. Well, I'm going to be the one, I said to myself, I'm going to do it and I'm going to show it to them. Maybe it has never been done before. That's perfectly fine with me. But I'm going to do it. And I did not listen to the naysayers. So people always ask me, when they saw me in the gym in the pumping iron days, they said, why is it that you're working out so hard? 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face. The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face. Why is that? And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for gold. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality. So I couldn't wait to do another 500 pound squat. I couldn't wait to do another 500 pound bench press. I couldn't wait to do another 2000 reps of sit-ups. I couldn't wait for the next exercise, for the next half hour of posing and all the kind of things that you have to do to be a champion. The very body that they said can never be sold because the time is wrong. A few years later, I'm doing Conan the Barbarian, and it was the number one hit at the box office when it came out in the summer of 82. Think about that. And the director says, if we wouldn't have had his body, we would have had to build one. I mean, think about it. And I was just not visualizing just my exercise, but I was really lifting the trophy over my head. That's what I was thinking about. And with the age of 20, I went to London and I won the Mr. Universe contest as the youngest Mr. Universe ever. And it was because I had a goal. Because I believed it's all about the hard work that you put in. I said to myself, in bodybuilding, I worked out 5-6 hours a day. I'm going to do the same thing now for acting. Accent removal, acting classes, and all of this stuff. All day long, I worked and I worked and I worked. And then all of a sudden, I was asked by Dino De Laurentiis and the Universal Studio, biggest studio, to star in Conan the Barbarian. And after I did Conan the Barbarian, the director at the press conference said to the press, if we wouldn't have had Arnold, we would have had to build one. So all of a sudden, my body became an asset, not a liability. And the same thing was with Terminator. After we were finished filming Terminator, Jim Cameron said to the press, if Arnold wouldn't have had that accent and talked like a machine, I think the movie wouldn't have worked. So think about that. The body and the accent that they attacked was an asset. But I didn't listen to those losers. I didn't listen to them at all. Because that's exactly the way it was in politics again, when everyone said no, 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 and it can't be done. And I became governor of California. And this is with everything like that. This is just the reality of it, is that you cannot listen to the naysayers. So this is a very important lesson for all of you. So when someone says, no, this is a stupid idea, you in your mind, you don't have to say it, but in your mind, just say this of you. You know? Or do you know? If I would have listened to the naysayers, from bodybuilding to show business to politics, I would not be standing here today talking to you. I would be in Austria in the Alps yodeling. That's right. I would be in Austria still left yodeling. That's what I would be doing exactly. So this is why I say don't listen to the naysayers.
We all have two people. We all have two people. And I'm not saying you're crazy. We have the easy voice. That's that voice that we all love. That's that very comfortable voice. That's that mommy holding you saying, it's going to be okay. Doesn't care how good you are. Just loves you. Just loves you no matter how messed up you are in life. So that's that one voice. This other voice that we walk very far away from is a voice saying, hey man, you ain't doing shit. So we try to get this voice out of our head completely. And we live over here in this land. So what you have to do first is turn up this voice over here. The voice saying things to you that aren't nice. That it's in our head saying, you know what, man? Dude, you're not doing shit. I'm not saying to put yourself down. I'm saying listen to the truth. And the truth isn't in the 20%. The truth is in this other part of your brain saying, look, man, you're wasting a bunch of percentage here. We have 80 more percent that we're not tapping into because in this other 80% is suffering, pain, failure, self-doubt, darkness, and then a whole bunch of light. But to get to this light, you got to go through all of this. So a lot of us know that. I can get over here, but over here, man, this is much better because I got to go through this journey that is not fun. This from 20 to 100%, this shit in between is not fun. So we decide to live over here. So everybody goes, how do we do that? You know exactly how to do that. You know exactly, it's not a magic trick. There's nothing I talk about that's a magic trick. It's all back down to a very primitive mindset of we just have to do. It's like breathing. Breathing becomes normal. Like, we don't know that we're doing it. That's how you have to live your life. Hear this. You will not find it.
This is the inner symphony of greatness. The epic soundtrack of success. You don't need to see with your eyes to achieve greatness. You only need to hear and follow her voice. And that voice is crying out from the weight room, the track, the practice court, the field. And it is waiting on you. You have to learn how to keep going, keep pushing, keep grinding, even when you don't see any results. Just because you don't see any immediate gains doesn't mean you ain't making progress. So you gotta learn how to go beyond the limits of your feelings, going beyond what your eyes don't see, and go all in to pursue what could be. Stop scoreboard watching and trust in the process, the principles, and the habits that actually put points on that scoreboard. I was born a champion. It's you versus you. So you gotta find a why that makes you invincible, that you can run through walls with it. Dangerous is the man that understands his only enemy is the one that he sees in the mirror. No limits, no boundaries, no restrictions. Dare to dream and sense the presence of a warrior who's got greatness on his mind. Arise, champion. Every time they mention my name, they will say champion, because I am a champion. Every day that I get up, I say good morning, champion. When I look in the mirror, I see a champion. When I go to the gym, I work out like a champion. When I eat like a champion. The stuff I put in my mind is champion, because all day I am a champion. From sunrise to sundown, from the moment I open my eyes to the moment I close them, I am a champion. You must learn how to keep going, keep pushing, and keep grinding, even when you don't see any results. Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. No more excuses. I'm Billy Allsbrooks, and I am blessed and unstoppable. 1 billion people, to God be the glory. The things you're about to hear are the powerful inner thoughts going on inside the mind of a champion. I was born a champion. I was raised a champion. I got champion in my bloodline. I've always been a champion. I will always be a champion. And when I close my eyes and die, I will be a champion. On my headstone, they will write champion. Every time they mention my name, they will say champion. My legacy is champion. My obituary will read champion. Every time they mention my name, they will say champion. Because I am a champion. Every day that I get up, I say good morning, champion. When I look in the mirror, I see a champion. When I go to the gym, I work out like a champion. When I eat like a champion. And the stuff I read makes me an even better champion. The stuff I put in my mind is champion, because all day I am a champion. From sunrise to sundown, from the moment I open my eyes to the moment I close them, I am a champion. I pray, I think, I speak, I walk like a champion. No loss, no setback, no mistake will ever change that. I'm a conqueror. Born to succeed, anointed to prosper, blessed and unstoppable, and I will arise out of the ashes, because my God will not fail me, because I am, always have been, and always will be a champion. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things because with God, all things are possible. And I am a champion doing the impossible. Failure is not an option. I refuse to concede because I'm a champion when I bleed. My blood is champion. And anything that stands in my way, I will go through it, over it, around it, because I am a champion. Nothing can stop me. Blessed and unstoppable. I am the undefeated, undisputed, never beaten champion of the world. The world says I'm a loser. I get up every day and go to war with that statement. They think I'm lazy. I'm hungrier than ever. Beast mode, I'm eating all competition. The devil says I've got no money. Money comes to me easily, frequently, and abundantly in God's perfect way. The world says I'm crazy. The world belongs to the bold. They remind me of the losses I've taken. They say I'll never recover. I serve the God of restoration. I will make a comeback. They say you can't pay your bills with dreams. Success will come off the assembly line of my mind. They say I only have average talent. Hard work and discipline are the great equalizer. Why don't you get a 9-to-5, a normal job that pays every week? Because I'm the head and not the tail. Above, not below. I was strategically designed for greatness. It looks like your God has forgotten you. My God will never leave me nor forsake me. You really believe all that stuff you're saying? Destiny is obligated by universal law to concede to the demands of unwavering faith, and I believe I'm a champion, committed, hungry, dedicated, fearless, bold, never wavering, full of faith, anointed, prosperous, strong, righteous, focused, discipline, willing to do whatever it takes to be a champion. I will arise one day and make a fool out of all those who doubted me. I will live with no fear. I will boldly attack the things that scare me. They will not stop me or my destiny. No health issues, no job issues, no financial issues, no relationship issues. Nothing shall stand in the way of my divine calling because I am a champion. I was born a champion, raised a champion, have always been a champion, will always be a champion. My legacy is champion. And when it's all said and done on my headstone, they will write champion.
Are you prepared? Are you strong? Are you willing to kill the excuses? Because excuses are the manifestation of failure. Failure will come. We all fail, but we don't stay down. There will come a time when you got to get up. You must rise up. You can't stay in the sea of weakness. You can't stay in the sea of emptiness. You can't put yourself in a box and stay there and isolate yourself because you wasn't good enough. This is what it's all about. Work on you. Build on your weaknesses and make them your strengths. Don't fall back. Push forward. Work with everything you have inside. What do? When your back is against the wall, you push away from the wall and you run. You push, you drive, you dig, you fight. Never quit, because quitting is not an option. Do not give in to the things that are trying to hold you back. Do not give up, because there's someone out there that could never be where you are today. There's someone out there that doesn't have the abilities that you have today. Recognize what you have today. Utilize your gifts. Utilize your power. Utilize your greatness. Because your opportunities are now. They belong to you. Don't give in to the things that you feel you cannot conquer. Do not let anything conquer you. You become the conqueror. Don't be the victim. Be the victor. Be strong every day of your life. Fight with integrity. Fight with a full heart. Commitment, courage, confidence, and a can-do attitude. Don't let negative energy control your life, because this is your life, and you must be accountable for it. This journey that you are on, win or lose, you must carry on. For every challenge that you face, have the right mindset, have the right attitude, believe in yourself. Know that there's no obstacle greater than you, for you are created to be the best of yourself. You fight to the end. If you feel weak, find a way to rise up. If you feel you can't carry on, then you must find another way to push on. If you get knocked down, then you crawl. If you can't crawl, then you roll. You don't stop. You push up. You go forward. You work hard. You keep going. Do not sacrifice yourself into giving up. Give excuses nothing, but take back everything that was taken from you. No retreat. No surrender. Onward to glory until victory is won. To be the best of yourself. You have a purpose. Let your purpose shine. Let your purpose flow. Let your purpose be recognized. Make every breath that you take count. Be productive. Be strong. And from the bottom of our heart, conduct your business.
If you're happy in life right now, then you can stop listening now, because this video ain't for you. Right now, I'm talking to the people that talk and don't do. And believe me, this is gonna hurt, and you ain't gonna like me much after this one, because you need to hear this. If you want all these things in life and you're just thinking that by some miracle of life it's gonna magically happen, you gotta wake up. The only way to get what you want in life is to get to work and go and get it. To look at all your adversity and all the excuses square in the face and push yourself out of your comfort zone to achieve what you want. Too many of you are just going through the paces, lying to yourself about what you're doing to get what you want. It's easy to do this. And believe me, I've been there, but trust me when I say you can always do more. You always have another gear, another level of performance. You can always push a little bit harder. Get up a little earlier, work a little longer, spend more time with the ones you love. Whatever it is you want more of or want to be better at in your life, you have complete control over whether you get it or not. You have limitless potential, but you gotta believe that's true. You can't keep telling yourself that you're doing everything you can. And the only person you're lying to is yourself. I remember 5 years ago, I used to tell myself that I was flat out, that I was working as hard as possible. I look back at the me 5 years ago and laugh at what that guy used to do. It was pathetic, but at that time, I thought I was doing everything I could. You have to push yourself past the edge of your comfort zone. It's the only way to grow. Like a muscle in the gym, you will get stronger and stronger, and you'll start getting better, winning more, achieving more. The possibilities when you do this, although unknown, are endless. But one thing is for certain, if you don't push yourself, nothing in your life will change.
When you're sitting at your cubicle, when you're lining up for class, one thing I want you to make sure you remember is don't quit. No matter how it goes for the day, no matter what you go through, make sure you don't quit. We always say, just do it. Every day, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road that you're treading seems all uphill, when cares are pressing you down a bit, rest of you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. Many a failure had turned about, though he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You might succeed with just another blow. Success and failure turn inside out, the silver tips of the cloud of doubt. You never know how close you are. You might be near, but you seem so far. So stick to the fight when you hardest hit. It's when things go wrong, you must not quit.
I know what it feels like to sit on a bench. I know what it feels like to get knocked down. I know what it feels like to have a hope and a dream, and nobody believes in it but a few people. Go for your dreams. Don't live life with regrets. Go for your dreams. Don't live life with regrets. Go for your dreams.
I'm talking about situations. I'm talking about circumstances. I'm talking about opportunities that sometimes you have to fight for.
I can't quit. I can't give up. You have to be disciplined every single day and train yourself to follow through on all your fundamentals, and that's how you're going to be successful. You have to do it when you don't feel like it. You have to do it when you feel discouraged. You have to do it when you don't feel healthy. You have to do it when you're under the weather. Every single day, you have to train yourself to focus and commit to your business and follow through. Go for your dreams. Don't live life with regrets. Go for your dreams. Don't live life with regrets. Go for your dreams. Don't live life with regrets. And don't you quit until you're number one.
Les Brown has a saying, live full and die empty. And that's what I live by. I realize that you have to be willing to sleep outside of that office for your opportunity. You must be willing to go down to the shelter and eat those canned goods for your opportunity. You must be willing to almost die for your dream. And you must realize that you cannot buy this. No one can give you this. You must earn this.
I played the game as if my life was on the line. And individuals all over the world to understand this very thing. Greatness lies in the man that believes it's in them.
So all those books, all those manuals, everything you're looking at, you're going to realize one day when you're standing on that stage, when you're standing at that altar, when you're standing at that place of greatness, you're going to remember and you're going to understand that everything I needed was inside of me. Everything I needed was inside of me. Now if you turned your back on me, I promise I'm gonna make you turn around. You will call me King. You will call me King.